Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Ramadan with Shechiyu, Suskhufa Yechab, Chayvat Smaat, Ispansia, Echavita Vasmachan, Sivu, Tzecha, Tzeha. Continue our study of Mesecha Shabbos, the Agadat is Mesecha Shabbos, based on the Torah Menu Rabbeinu, Mahan Alav Zetzal. Ketubah Gemara, Kol Mishav Shal Lemchot, Be'anshe Beito, Velo Micha, Netfas Al Anshe Beito. Anybody who can protest, the people then of his home, and he didn't protest, he is chapt, he is punished for the people of his home. Anshe Yiro, if he could protest the people of his city, then he's nitfas al anshe Yiro. Kol Olam Kuloi, if he could protest the whole world, nitfas al kol Olam Kuloi. Mesbir Rav, then he's punished for the whole world, so he's nitfas. If you could protest what's going on in your home and you don't do so, you're punished for them. Anshe Beso, Anshe Iro, if you could protest, you don't, punish for them. The whole world, if you could protest the whole world and you don't, so you punish for them. Omer Rav, Kishenemtza is a koach ishi miuchad. When there is a certain personal koach that a person has, a emotional power that's subjective. Shemuchuvan lumat eizenyan, that is directed to something that's objective. That you have a subjective koach that's directed to something objective, some inyan. Shesham yotzi otom min hakoach lapoal. And there you are going to actualize it. Lahavi to'elet, because it's going to help bring benefit to improve the matter or to remove some chisaron. Titzein lenu hashkafa bira. So it's either going to improve something or it's going to remove a chisaron. So the hashkafa of Amunah tells us et hachezyonot anerim kenifradim b'ma'aracha achat. So these phenomena that seem separate are all to be viewed in one context, even though there's a great contrast between them. Ad sheyesh zikuk rashum ve'aruch. Ze gemara agav b'daf nun dalet, sechet Shabbat, perek chamishi. Ze ot yud dalet b'divrei Rav. Ad sheyesh zikuk rashum ve'aruch. So there is a connection that is very important, very organized. Me'az me'rosh mikedem itzur elamim baruch hu la'chizayon shebo nera oto tzorech la'ashlim u'la'atzil. In other words, when you have an hashkafa of emunah, you understand that nothing is by chance. Hashem has everything organized. You're not in this world for nothing. And it's not for nothing that there are things against you. Everything is masudr from Hashem. Az merosh mikedem, like the Rav writes, me'az merosh mikedem itzur olamim baruch hu. From God, from the beginning of time, from the rock of all the worlds. God is tzur olamim, the rock of the worlds. This world, the next world, all the olamis. There are billions of worlds, spiritual worlds. Just like there is a great contrast between this world, this Olam Hazeh Kamuti, this Alma D'Shikra, and Olam Haba Eichuti, this world of quantity, this world of stuff, this world of things, this very material world, this false world, And Olam Haba, which is the world of true quality, which is the world of truth. And yet they're interconnected. That's why it's called Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. It's Ba, it's a hemshech of this world. V'derech kol, and Hashem has all the stiras worked out between this world and the next world. Even though they look to be in contrast, but really, Ba'omek, they're not. And so too, in shittas, in theories, in society, in human society, Hashem has everything worked out. All the stiras. There are two phenomena in human society. On one hand, there's a mitzius that requires tikkun, that you have to fix, that's filled with chesroinus. On the other hand, there's that personal koach that can be meroimeim, that can elevate this lacking mitzius. Ach kol od lo yatzal lapoal, if it hasn't been actualized to fix, the natural reaction is slida. Ratzon lehistager, this desire to close yourself off. There is the chesaron, and then there's you being able to fix it. That's kishin and says a koach ishi. You have this koach, and that's mechuvin to a certain inyan, and that's going to go to that inyan. Your subjective koach is going to fix that objective problem. It's going to be to bring toelas or misalik and chitzaron. So the true hashkafa indicates, clarifies that these chazyonos that seem that seems separate, but you see them all in one context, because God had it all planned out, the chisaron and how you're going to be able to fix the chisaron. Don't think that these are two different planets. There's what's wrong and what's right. No. There's what's wrong, and then there's my power to be able to fix it. So you have to have this hashkafa behira. You have to have this clarity to see how everything in this world that's lacking, there are kochos that are here to fix it. And these kochos have to be actualized. There was a small sefer that talks about the relationship of the Aliyah Shnia, who came to Eretz Yisrael, their relationship to religion and to the religious leadership. And there were various articles that relate to the Rav. And you can see from these articles that the people, from what the Rav is writing, that the people weren't very accepting of the Rav. After all the Mesiris Nefesh that the Rav made for the Tikkun HaYishuv, Hatzlachas HaYishuv, the Rav still received a lot of deprecation and disrespect from the secular people around him. And that tzibul, that community that was fundamentally opposed to anything holy, the Rav listened to their neshamas and he found the truth. Kotev Rav, and this is all brought in the Emunah Siteinu, it's a beautiful parish in its Shtekel Gadita. The Rav writes, גם כל הנשמות הנראות כתבועות במעמקי תהום גלי ים זועף, כל הנשמות פרשי ישראל היותר נפולים, כולם באים נידה חינם שואפים והולכים, שוחים וזורמים, צועקים ממעמקי ים לגיבורי כוח, צדיקי עולם, לבוא לעזרתם, לזרוק להם עיגולי הצלה, חבל לאחוז. All the souls that seem immersed in the depths of this angry river, angry ocean, all the neshamas of Poshe Yisrael, Ayoser Nefulim, the most fallen sinners. So all of them are going and screaming out from the depths of this sea of wickedness to the Giborei Koyach, to the Tzaddikim. And they're saying, Ratavitmir, Ratavitmir, save me. They want that rope to hold on to. That's the Emes. Oh yeah, they're doing a lot of others. But the Neshamas are crying. And that's the deepest emes. So yeah, they were respectful of the Rav. But he saw the truth. And the truth is their neshamas wanted more. ממשיך כאן הרב, וכאשר כל כוח נועד לתכלית מיוחדת, כשאינו מוציא אל הפועל את תכליתו, הוא נהפך לרועץ. הוא מחולל בוודאי דברים מזיקים ומפסידים. When every koach, which is set aside for a certain tachlis, doesn't actualize its tachlis, it becomes damaging. It causes harm, loss. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings kochos to the world, and commensurate to the value of the negative kochos are the positive kochos. There are a lot of tzaddikim who have kochos to bring the Rishayim back. What does God say to Jeremiah? Al tomar na'ar anochi. Hinei natati dvarai beficha. Rei efkadeticha yom hazeh al agoyim ve'al hamamlachot. לנטוש ולנטוץ, ולהביד ולהרוס, לבנות ולנטוע. כשמתרוממים הם הצדיקים, להשקפה הבהירה, לראיית המציאות עין בעין, עם הכוונה האלוקית. God says to Jeremiah, don't say I'm a lad. I put my words in your mouth. I have appointed you over the nations, the kingdoms, to destroy, to build, to plant. So when the tzaddikim have this bigger vision, they realize they can fix the metzias. But if they have a lack of emunah, then all of the otzmat hakochot hagdolim, all of the power that they had, becomes destructive. We have two Gersos in Rashi. It says, Nitfas al Anshei Besa. In the Gemara, Rashi says, Nenash al Averos Shebiyadam. Shabiyado. Shabiyadan. That if he doesn't protest the over Avera, he gets punished for their Averis. And then Yankiv, he says, Nana shall Avera Shabiyado. He gets punished for his Averis. Rashi in the Gemara, he says, Aver should be a don. And then Yank Aver should be a do. Their hand and his hand. So they're both true. The person is responsible for those that he can fix and doesn't fix. And if he doesn't help them, he gets punished for the Aver should be a don. More than that, not only on Averis Shabiyadim, he's punished for Averis Shabiyadim. Why? Because he gets new Averis. Because he had these great kochos to help people, to help change people, and he didn't use them. So now these bad these tremendous kochos are used for the negative. That's what the Rav writes. V'kasher kol koch nolad l'tachlit miyuchedet k'sheino motzi al hapoal l'tachlito v'hu nefach l'roetz u'mecholel bevaday dvarim mezikim u'mafsidim. You have a koch that's for a certain tachlis. You don't use it for the right thing. It ends up becoming negative. It ends up becoming harmful. כן אותו הכוח הנועד להשלים את החיסרון המיוחד בחיי המשפחה, העידה והכלל, אם לא יציאו בעליו על הפועל לתעודתו המיוחדת, הנה ילך הכוח לפי גדלו ולא תעודתו. You have a koach that can fix families, the community. If the Baal Amar motzi al hapoal for its special purpose, so that koach is just going to go without fulfilling its purpose, and it's going to end up causing damage. Could have helped another, it's not just going to remain neutral. It's going to cause harm. The Rav elsewhere talks about our national kochos and golos. V'chein ha'inyan o'eg b'shleimut kalit v'nimtza nimtzeit la'uma shekasher ein ha'koach motzei ata otzato mikoach al hapoal b'ofanim ha'agunim. הוא פועל הריסות גדולות. על כן עלינו לדעת כמה מכשולים נמצאים לנו זרע הקודש ישראל ממה שאיננו משתמשים בכוחות הגדולים שנתן לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא השם יתברך שמו. הרי אנו מוכנים לחומה גדולה לגבורה של קדושה לשירת קודש לגדולה וענווה רוממה עד רמות מעלתה העיונה של החוכמה הנבואה ורוח הקודש. We have tremendous כוחות כלל ישראל. And if we're not motzi them with koach al hapoal, these kochos, because we're in galus, we lack Eretz Yisrael, we lack rulership. You know what happens? Poalim at the hefech. These kochos end up doing the opposite. That's why in galus, where we can't be our true selves, it causes a lot of problems. Instead of causes harm instead of helping. התחברות הכוחות, אפילו אותם שנראים כחיבור של ניגוד, אינם כי ניגוד מקרי. אבל על פי התכלית הכוללת, הינם עולים למגמה טובה כללית. הקדוש ברוך הוא, is a יוצר אור ובורי חוי שיכול ששלום ובורי רע. All the Metzius was created by Hashem. The Ra, not only does it not prevent the appearance of good, but since the good must deal with the Ra, the light goes. Kopal Hashem l'manei. And even from the Rishayim, Hashem's praise arises. So the connection of Kochos, even those that seem like a Nigud, are only Mikri. But according to the Tachlis, they're all good. All the Kochos are good. Even the negative is good. The Zimstein Sidkus and Rishus. Rishus, its purpose is to be misoirer, to be active, to pave the way for new things. Lishbo muskamot shel olam meuban katnuni v'chanuk. It's supposed to break what people usually agreed upon when the world is fossilized, when the world is small, when the world is choked. So this resha is supposed to bring things out. All these movements, you know, Me Too and Black Lives Matter and all these different things. Unfortunately, there's often a lot of evil involved. But it's this breaking through. It's trying to make changes. Making changes is positive. We want the world to change. We want the world to change for the better. But sometimes things first have to get worse before they get better. The negative ultimately is going to bring to the positive, this idea of human freedom. Of course we have freedom. It's very basic to the Tzelem Elokim. And the other, not freedom to reveal the Chayis. That's not the freedom we want. Aval HaTzedek Yekum Alav Yimeneh U'Me Yafik Zmamo. So you have this service HaRisha, it has no limits. So comes the tzedek and it limits it. Al titein Hashem yavei rasha zmamo, al tafek yaru muselet. God, don't let the Russia carry out his evil plans. Zmamo is what they put in the nose of the animal. Don't take out of his nose. And you still have to hold on. You have to hold on to the rishis. There's a lot of evil, and you have to hold that out that so that it doesn't. It doesn't get out of hand. As kishatzedek mivatzer et korach hanatiyah lahara, hachayim nishlamim. Hapniyah lepritza laharisa misagevet etzem tchunat hachayim vaagbala shel hatzedek misamenet ota b'mikoma nechmad. Ubein shnehem yotze tzurat hachayim mleah hod v'hadar kedusha v'tiferet. When nitzedek weakens, diminishes the koach of inclining to the evil, then life is perfected. This turn towards destruction, which comes from evil, empowers the very nature of life, and the limiting of the tzedek puts it in the right place, so it has an ideal existence. And from the two of them, great things come out. That's Ra, it's very deep. Ra is from Hashem. And the Ra is there, but this Ra is filled with power, filled with koch. It's what's called the Yetzer. Yetzer Hashem Yetzira. But you need the Tov to curb it, to direct it, to shape it. And then that Ra is transformed into good. Of course, evil, sin are always a complete contradiction to life, forever. However, they have a perfect purpose. And that is to give these tremendous koiches chayim an expression and ultimately to be directed in towards good. That's the Seder of the world. Like the Rav writes elsewhere, Hakarat el kosher lachet lebinyan olam eno soter letarat hakara shel amusar. Nei she'ein habinyan mutne klal im achet. Shehu omed tamid b'matzav shel hastira v'harisa. Recognizing the value of sin for the building of the world is not a contradiction to the pure recognition of ethics. Because the binyan isn't contingent on sin. כי עם כוח החטא, כלומר אותו שטף חיים מתגבר ועולה, ובהתגברותו עולה לפעמים למעלה מן הכוח של המשקל המוסר המצוי אצל כל אדם לפי הכל, מזה החטא מתהווה. החיים מתעשרים על ידי התגברות של כוח החיים ומתגברים ומתבססים על ידי השליטה העליונה האידיאלית, שאוחזת בכוחה הגדול בשלטון הרוח, עד שאפילו בהתגברות השטף של החיים, הולך הוא אדם על ידי כן, במנהגי חיים ובתכלית הטוב. בשורת התואר והיושר, ונמצא שהוא מקבל תוכו של את הכוח העוצר בקרבו התפשוט של החטא. בתוך מציאות החיה הזאת נולד הצדק הריון, שהוא תוכן הקדושה בעצם יפעתה. It's an amazing thing. That these kochos of ra, and then the good is enriched by that, in the sense that the raw energy, the power, the desire for change, and a lot of times this ra, the ra, also knocks down ra. In other words, let's say they take the Nazis. Yimach shema mezichro menetzach mitzachim. It's ra b'si et galmuto. On the other hand, they were fighting against the Russians. The Russians also ra. Communism killed a lot more people than Nazism. So that ra, a lot of times ra also defeats other ra. So I don't want to say one good thing about Nazis. So scratch that. But the point is that the ra has a purpose. And one example is using the raw energy of the ra and directing it for the good. And part of it is that the ra is destroying other ra. And that's positive. And a lot of times the ra, I take woman's lib, right? Woman's lib. It's that women should be treated as equally with respect, with dignity. Of course. That women should be men, of course not. So you take the good and you discard the bad. But the women should actualize themselves. They should fulfill their potential. They shouldn't be mistreated. It's all true. So if the woman's lib movement accomplishes that, then it's great. Alkein kol mish biyado oz hatzedek tzarichu lirot et atzmo mishutaf im oto koach hachaim hanitzach l'hadrachato. Somebody who has in his hands this power of righteousness has to see himself as having a commonality with that koach hachaim that is needed for his hadracha. In other words, there's this ra, and I have this koach of tov, I have to do something about it. כשאינו מלא את תפקידו, הרי הוא מאבד את החלק המכוון לעומת פעולתו. הוא בא כוחו שלא בטובתו, מוכרחות לצאת מניעת השפעתו, השפעות הפוכות מהתכלית הטובה, שהייתה לצאת ממש תמש בכוחו להיטיב. הרי, we have kochos. So we're going to use our kochos to fix the ra, if we're not, and they're going to turn right back on us, and it's going to be terrible. החיסרון מהשביתה והבטלה, מכוון לעומת גדולת הכוח והקפתו. The chisaron of resting, of batala, of not doing what you're supposed to be doing, corresponds to the great koach in quantity and quality. In other words, we have chisaronos in the bria. And then we have those qualities that are there to fix them. And then again, if they don't, then they end up turning back on us. So different kochos are needed to fix the family, anshe beiso. Larger kochos are needed to fix anshe iro, and even more to fix the world. So the chisaron that is engendered, that is generated by somebody who doesn't actualize his kochos, is proportional to the koach that he has within him. In other words, they're chesronos that come from a person not actualizing himself. And the more kochos he has, the more it's going to harm him if he doesn't use them for the good thing, for the good. Hachisaron me'ashvita ve'abatala u'mechuvan l'mat godel לעומת גדולת הכוח והקפתו, כי אין לנו כל כוח בעולם שלא ישים איזה מועקה, ולא ישים איזה חיסרון במציאותו. כי כל יצור צריך הוא פרנסה, בין רוחנית ובין חומרית. הוא על כן מוחק במציאותו איזה ציורים אחרים שיהיו מהירים מבלעדיו. על כן אם איננו עושה את תפקידו, איננו רק שב ואל תעשה, כי אם פועל ידיים להזיק ולחבר. In her family, for example, everybody has a certain impact, a certain dominance on others. The parents particularly, and even the children, everybody has an impact in the family. And that could impede others in a negative way or impact them positively. So a person, maybe there are people like this, who can't be mashpi at all, who don't have any koach, you can't say it's an absolute zero. Because the Rav writes, kol yitzur tzarich uparnasa, bein ruchanit bein chomrit. And therefore he needs to be active according to his nature, spiritual or physical. אם משתלב הוא במקומו הנכון, ממעט הוא צדדים שלילים שבכוחות אחרים. אך אם איננו ממלא את התפקיד הנועד לו, מעכב הוא כוחות טובים, דוחק אותם, מטשטש אותם ומטיל צילו עליהם. So you're going to have an impact, either positive or negative. So if you're not going to be doing positive, then automatically you're going to be doing negative. And the more positive kochos you have, the more negative is going to come out when you don't use it. And therefore, if a person doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing, it's not just sheva al taisa, it's not just passive, but rather it's active. There are other kochos that would have come out positively, that because he's not using his kochos correctly, are now he's going to have a negative impact on them. Hashba b'chlal, general hashba, everybody according to his nature, יכול להיות או טבעית, מיוסד הכישורים טבעים שאיש הנעובב, בעל חפץ טוב, יכול להשתמש בהם טובה ולברכה. Could be either natural, based on natural relationships, that a person with a wise heart, with a good desire, can use them for good and for blessing. Every person, and there are many of them, there are many people, for them the family is everything. Managed in politics, that is what's going on in the city. He's interested in his family. He loves his family. My family's everything. So that's based on a natural blood biological relationship. So the ethical requirement of this person is from the family. Is he using his koach to positively impact his family? Positively, not negatively. ויש בעל אופי אחר, השפעה רגשית שהרגש המוסכם יופעל לטובה ידי צירוף הראיות והרגל מחזקם. There's another person who, for whom social connections are the most important thing in his life. He's very interested in what's going on in the community and the people around him. He likes to get to know new people. So the family, even though the family is important to him, it's not a central koach in his nefesh. So the very evident quality in such a personality is the koach haregesh. Not the natural regesh, like a person who's into the family, but from that comes from habit. from connecting to other people. That's what he says, ההשפעה הרגשית שהרגש המוסכם יפעל לטובה על ידי צירוף הראיות והרגל מחזקיו. That's the feeling that he has that connects to other people, that connects to society. So this such a person has to be mashpi al anshei yira. He has to impact the people in his community. עולה על כולם בכוח של השפעה שכלית, מי שוכנה בכוח ההשפעה הטבעית יוכל לפעל על ידי קישור חיים משפחה הטבעית שלו. The highest is the Ashpa Sichlis, is the intellectual. And this person can be mischaber to the whole world. Not with a natural connection, because he's not naturally connected to the whole world, it's not biological connection. A smaller scale anyway, a bigger scale. We're all related, but not in a smaller scale. And there's no social interaction, right? You're not socially interacting with most of the people in the world. But with your seichel, with your hakara, with your tfisa, with your ashkaf, with your ideology, with your theories, that can impact the world, that can build cultures, like communism, materialism, all these isms, that impacts the whole world. That's a person who can impact the whole, that's the highest. Ashpa sechlit, the intellectuals, the people writing the books. ממשיך הרב, מי שמכונן בכוח ההשפעה הטבעית יוכל לפעול על ידי קישור חיי משפחה הטבעית שלה. Somebody who's מכונן, somebody who's endowed with a natural כוח ההשפעה can be Poel through connecting his family and therefore be Mechab Anshe Beso. Ukshena Motzi Atichoto Ala Poel Chozerati. That an energy that he could have used to help his family. And it needs Parnasa. It needs to do something. So it ends up being L'ro'etz when it's Fasa Lehem Be'etzim. And then it ends up boomeranging right back to him. In the end, he gets punished. כי לא מציאותו להגדיל את התכונה צריכה להגבלה של סביבתו הטבעית, לא היה בא אותו מצב של הנטייה להתפרץ ולסלף את החיים. כי הסוף הוא חומר רגום לצורך הישרותו. It's an unbelievable thing. חידוש מזעזע. That without the מציאס, if you hadn't been around, then they wouldn't have had that חיסר. They have that חיסר because you're here. So avadi are punished for their sin. Because they only have it because of you. Because you can fix it. If you couldn't fix it, they wouldn't have it. So therefore, you're not you, but the person. He's guilty. So the Rav says, "Achelon otzati any kedai. Before I was created, I couldn't, shouldn't have been created. Why? Because the world didn't need me. What am I doing here? Because the world needs me now, here. The world needs you now, here. Now, if there's a problem in the world, you can fix the problem. The problem's there because you can fix it. There wouldn't be this problem if there weren't you to fix it. If you're the fixer. If you're in this family, you can fix the problem in this family. That's why you're in this family." And that's why your family has these problems. You're here to fix them. Unbelievable. But now that I'm created, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not fixing what I'm supposed to fix. So you have to fix it, and it wouldn't be there without you. The problem is there because you're there to fix it. So one way to look at evil is just to say, oh, they're terrible, it's disgusting, it's evil, stay away, it's terrible. And there's another way. There's another way. You try to see that evil, how can we direct it for the good? Say a person's addicted to his devices, to his machines, to his phone, to his computer. Say, oh, you like techie things? Why don't you use that to do mitzvahs, to do chesed, to learn Torah? Huh. So you like techie, that's a good way to use tech. Person, woman loves to cook. So instead of cooking and eating all day, like some people do, you could feed the poor, the hungry, the unfortunate. Don't get me wrong. You still have to cry out when things are evil. You have to make sure that people know, you know, that they're evil. You have to fight against the evil. But also think of ways to fix it, to elevate it, perfect it. Mishan alam izel shelo rak shehu mashu mutba ve'en sechel yifal alav ki im gam haregesh halibi yitorer bekirbo v'yasim dvarim befiv ve'oz belevavo. So the person who's higher than this, not only that he's mutba, ואין שכל יפעל עליו, כי אם גם הרגש הליבי יתעורר בקרבו. So this person has strong regesh. He could be Paul Anshe Iro. And when he isn't, when he's just in his own little world, in his own little bubble, so you see him כל רגשות אל הפועל באשמתו שלא כמעט קומתם ונדמים כרוח פרד או עוקר או מחבר. כמו שיכול לפעול כמה דברים טובים, כשמכינים לו כלי קיבול אגונים. קורנות לזרות וריחיים לעשייה. So instead the evil comes out and he, again, it's only there because he can fix it. And he's not fixing it. So he's guilty for the evil, and then his own kochos that he had to fix it also are now going to be used for the negative, because kochos don't just lie dormant and do nothing. They come out in some way. They're expressed in some way. A lot of times people are angry, but they're afraid to express their anger. They don't feel safe, so they turn the anger inward. That's what we call depression. It's a koach. And every koach is mashpi on a person. If you don't use it for the good, it's going to end up doing bad for you and for society. And even higher is a person with a great koach asecha. Ad kidei ad ha'ol shel hanagat haklal, hu yachol lamchot b'chol olam kulo. Somebody who has the power of leading people can protest against the whole world. Kidei lotzim mepel ha'nushiyut, nefesh lo achat tzricha tzivah liyot mechomeshet v'kama kochot gdolim וקטנים וטובים מגמרים, ואותם הכוחות הרעים, או הטובים, וטובה מינינו גמור עדיין המושלם, הם מבקשים את תפקידם מהמכון, מהמוכן לזה, מהכוח הרודה הכללי מעת אדם כל הבריאות. שלום לך נתפס על העולם כולו. רבינו used to quote Rav Pinchas Koritzer, he used to say that it's tzaddik, שאינו גמר, אויב רשע שאינו גמר. But it's not a gamor. Loves a Rasha gamor because he's got more kochos. So certain tzaddikim that have such tremendous kochos that they can elevate the lowest. Society has all of these kochos. And it's this person's job to bring them out. When he's not moiche, then he's nitfas al kol olam kula. Because he could have helped them and he didn't. And again, these kochos were only there These kochas were only there because you could fix them. If you have that power to fix them, that means that they were there so you could fix them. And they wouldn't have been created had you not been around to fix them. So you're guilty for them as well. And it's not two different marachas of ra and tov. It's all one. It's tremendous kochos ha-ra that want to destroy, and then there's the kochos ha-tov that are there to direct them. So yeah, destroy the bad. Destroy the blemishes in society. What's a tzibur? A tzibur is tzadikim, beinonim, and rishayim. Rav says, "Kol neshama gedolah yesh la'esek and kol anafim ha'mistafim mishor Hashem." It's a chalak in kol big man. If you have a big neshama, you have to fix the pagamim. You have to makar of the rechoykin. And that's what we have in Ikvas of the Mashiach. To elevate those fallen souls. So sweet friends, we have so much more to talk about. This mamish is such a deep mimer. Wow! Like $10 million. If you listen to this year, you're a $10 million heir besides what you have, besides that. It's unbelievable. Kol mi shevshal lemchot ba'anshei beito v'lo micha netfas al anshei beito. Ba'anshei ro netfas al anshei ro. V'chol olam kulo netfas al kol olam kulo. If you could protest the people of your family didn't, you're punished for them. Your city, you didn't, you're punished for them. The whole world, you didn't, you're punished for them. Because it's all one system, the Ra and the Tov, they're supposed to work together. And if the Ra and Tov isn't fixing the Ra, since the Ra is only there as part of the Tov, then the Tov is responsible for the Ra and gets punished for the Ra. And all those positive kochos of the Tov that should have been used for the good aren't, and brings more Ra. And so that's our job, everybody on their own level, especially today in the world of social media. Somebody's using it, use it for the good. Use it to protest evil. Use it to spread love, to spread light, to spread goodness. And not all of the negativity. It's so ubiquitous. So we should be zochem Yetz Hashem. Hopefully keep being mamik in these inyanim. In the Sechel Shabbos, the Zagadat, hopefully we'll return to this again as well. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.